Washington, D.C. will host hundreds of thousands of celebrants and protesters over the next 2 days for inaugural festivities, including many from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. WHYY's Dave Davies spoke to Republicans making the trip to rejoice in Donald Trump's move to the White House.
The Trump inauguration follows a remarkable campaign season and an unusually turbulent transition, with controversies about some of Trump's appointments and his dust-ups with the media, the intelligence community, and plenty of Democrats. Gloria Lee Snover was an early Trump supporter from the Lehigh Valley. What is she listening for in his inauguration speech?
What I really want to hear is that the president and the Republican Congress are willing to take the ball all the way down the field. I want to hear that he's going to be firm in what he campaigned on and take it to completion.
For Snover, that means replacing Obamacare, reforming the tax system, redoing trade deals, and creating jobs. Calvin Tucker of Philadelphia is chair of the Pennsylvania Black Republicans Council. Tucker says he'd like to see programs targeted at inner cities, citing an initiative from the Clinton presidency.
Something similar to the enterprise zone that was started in the 90s, where you went into major urban communities, you made substantial investments in those communities.
Tucker says he hopes Trump will remember promises he made to the black community and make them a priority. Republicans attending the inauguration say they wish disappointed Democrats would respect the outcome of the election and give Trump a chance. But Mary Lou Doyle of Chester County says she isn't worried about protests.
I'm a very firm believer in free speech and the right to peaceful assembly. It doesn't bother me at all. I think that there's going to be fantastic security there, and I believe that we all can feel safe in going.
Dave Davies, WHYY News.